saves, Jesus saves. Tell to sinners far and wide, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea, echo back ye ocean caves. Earth shall sing her jubilee, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom, when the heart for mercy craves. Sing in triumph o'er the tomb, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. We'll give the winds a mighty voice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Let the nations now rejoice, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free, highest hill and deepest caves. It's our song of victory, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Good singing. You may be seated. You just had it.
Ladies, I have some things that if you're wondering, what do I put in the shoebox? I've got lists. So see me after if you want one for boys and girls. Thank you very much.
Is that it?
I didn't get the mic. No, I don't need it.
Okay. Ah, it's good to see y'all back tonight. Mercy. We got a few that couldn't get back tonight. Do want you to pray for Brother Augustus. John is not having the best of days. He has done something to his back, he thinks, but Patty's not sure if he knows what he's done. And if we can't get him some help here pretty quickly, we're going to make sure he gets to get that x-rayed. So pray for John. John's faithful. And I know. I heard it in his voice. Yeah, he was almost in tears because he couldn't be here. That's how much he wants to be here. And he wants to get back into the choir and go through the Christmas songs and all that. So, by the way, mentioning that, we just started into the Christmas music. If you would like to be a part of the choir, we would love to have you. Okay, just come next Sunday and get in it. We'll give you a book and you can let your voice ring out. And I saw some of y'all with those books singing congregationals. You look like you really enjoy singing. So that's what we do. We just enjoy singing the songs. We're not professionals at all. So please do that if you'd like. Don't forget on the Tuesday night before Thanksgiving, it's a special service. So I want you to be a part of it, okay? And see you Wednesday night, Lord willing. So get back here Wednesday night this week. If our ushers would please come, we'll take up the offering. Dustin, would you help with that, buddy? Appreciate you. Dustin's easy because he sits on the front, next to the front row. I like that. Can be here in a heartbeat. God was good this morning. Yeah. I don't know what I did any different this morning, but somebody said I looked like I was alive this morning. You know, so I'll take that. I want to be breathing, don't you? But I want to be eternally alive forevermore. It's good stuff. Okay. Dustin, would you bless this offering? Amen. Don't Becky do a good job? Now you talk about faithful. Faithful. 34 years of faithfulness. And I remember the days she was going to get her music lessons. I would take her and I'd hold that little hand and it was so sweaty. She was so nervous because the piano teacher would smack her on the hands with a little yardstick if she wasn't doing the right thing. Keep those hands. Yeah, that's the things you remember. But it was worth it all because what a blessing she's been to this church. Okay, Doris, I ask you to come to the front row. Doris does not mind very well. And now, Stacy, you can start coming to the front. But Doris and Stacy have been a blessing today. I really loved that song they did this morning. And they have another beautiful song for us tonight. So let's listen to it real good. Yeah.
I'm going to talk to everybody first. I'm going to talk to everybody first.
Oh, she wants to talk first.
Stacy, you go right ahead, honey.
She's that girl's mad for sure.
I'm still nervous.
Okay, so how do I start here? This is kind of has to do with talking to people about Christ. Some of you that's been coming here for a while know that we was meeting there for a little bit and telling each other different stories about how you can just come out and start talking to people about Christ. Well, anyways, my uncle, who just recently passed away, my Uncle Jimmy Dale, when I was young, I lived with my dad, and I was in high school, freshman year in high school when I moved in with dad. And my Uncle Jimmy Dale came over to our house, and he asked me if I knew Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. At that time, I told him yes, and it actually made me mad because he would actually ask me that. I was not saved that day. But he loved me enough to actually come to my house and ask me if I knew Jesus Christ. Now, he probably talked to I know he talked to Dad, but I wasn't in the room with him when he done that. But the really cool thing is I've been going to Dad's, you know, taking the doctor and stuff like that. So I got to go to Uncle Jimmy Dale's house, and I got to sit down with him and thank him for coming to ask me that. And I know how hard it is. It is really hard sometimes, especially with your family, to just be like, hey, do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? It was really nice to be able to sit down and have a conversation with him about it. He told me other people's houses he went to and what he talked to them about. And the big question was, has anybody ever told you no? And, yeah, they have. And he explained some of the stuff that they said, and it was really good. So, I say this to encourage you all, that family member, the neighbor, your friend that you want to ask that question to, let God lead you. And even if they say yes and they lie to you, like I did, or maybe they'll say no, maybe you'll get to talk to them and lead them to Christ. Maybe you'll plant a seed. But I'll tell you how much it means to me. And at that time, I was not saved. So do it. The worst thing they're going to do is say no. And the worst thing, you know, that's going to happen is you're going to try to talk them into it, or maybe not talk them into it, but you know what I mean. You're going to encourage them. Let's see. And I also want to say that he loved me enough to ask me if I was saved. So I love you all enough to ask you all, are you saved today? because we are going to leave this world.
Yeah.
Either Jesus is going to come get us, which I'm rooting for,
yeah,
or we're going to pass away. But either way, we're going to see Jesus. So I love all of you all. Do not leave this house if you are not saved today. Okay?
Amen.
The song we're singing is a happy song, and it's about all those people that we've lost that are in heaven. Because we have a lot of people up there we love, and the only way you get to see them is if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So, okay. And you can sing with us. Need of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. The truth of God's word he have given.
Visiting group with us tonight, and I'll ask them if they'll come on up and get their musical instruments ready. Hang on just a minute. Four for Rusty.
Okay. Yeah, we just put a little farther away.
Tighten it up. Just put a little farther away. Make sure you good.
I think.
Let's put it a little closer. Because I love guitar music. Yeah.
I hope you hear some. Ready? Yeah.
In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say there's nothing like religion in the good old-fashioned way. I'm walking in the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and every town, everywhere I go, that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There are many things I'd like to be as my journey I pursue. I've longed to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I would like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. But I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. You like it, huh? Wait, we ain't through. We ain't through yet.
Yeah. This is my solo. Okay, we're ready.
Okay. All the world is bright since I got right. Now I sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since the Savior brought me out. I will tell the world both far and near as I travel here below that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know.
We're going to need some money because we don't have enough. We just checked. We got about $25. That's not enough to get a bus. So we need a bus. And also, we got a name for the group. Now, you've heard of the Gaithers, right? We're the Gators. That's it.
Oh, well, I love that guy's sense of humor.
I wasn't kidding.
Thank you, Rusty. I knew you'd want to see another side of Rusty, he came up with this, not me. Don't blame me. But Rusty, I'm a bus just went by. Throw him right under the bus. I tell you, I enjoy. He's got a long list of songs that he's loved over the years, and they're all the old songs in this book right here. That's a long list, and we're going to be getting more of those that we'll be doing. I'm looking forward to it. He's such a good guy to work with. I told you this would be a short service, and it's going to be a short service. I wanted to do something that would link in with what Doris and Stacy sang, and I'm going to do that. Was it How Beautiful Heaven Must Be? Is that not a beautiful song? Goodness gracious. Do y'all ever Google songs? Have you ever Googled that one? The Gaithers that he just spoke about? Let me see if I can do this. This has nothing to do with the way y'all sing that song. Believe me, I just want to show you that if you Google it, right here, like this right here. If you know the Gaithers, well, you gotta skip the ad. Okay, one skip. I just want you to hear this man sing his first verse.
We read of a place that's called heaven.
Woo.
It's made for the pure and the free.
Thank you all for bringing that song to us tonight.
These truths in God's word he has given.
That's all I'm going to give you. I don't know. Sound good to me. But nothing sounded better than Doris and Stacy. We know Doris and Stacy. We know their life. And we know that we're going to be in heaven with Doris and Stacy. And that's what's good for me. And I just want to share some scripture out of Psalms that will take us there for just a moment. Can I read it to you? Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Come on now. I want you to look at what God has done. Okay? Just want you to. While I read this, just relax, get inside yourself, and say, Lord, show me what that says. I'm going to start it over. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. It's talking to us. You look up some night and see what he created, I promise you it'll talk to you. It'll talk to you. That's what he's talking about here. What he created talks to us because he did it for us. Yeah. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. That means if you have some loved ones in Europe, they're hearing it. If you're in Africa, they're hearing it. If they're South America, they're hearing it. If they're in Carter County, they're hearing it. Amen.
Amen.
Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. Oh, when you see the sun come up in the morning, don't you know God is so huge, so big, he created a tabernacle for the sun. Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. He created that. The law of the Lord is perfect. That's his word. If you're holding the Bible, Lacey's got it right there in her hand. And as she holds that Bible, she's holding the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing. The statutes are the word of God. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure. The commandment, that's the word of God. The commandment is pure, enlightening the eyes, and not just these, the eyes of your heart and your soul. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Oh, if we only would think about what we hold in our hands when we're reading the Word of God. It is honey. You can reach down, you know how you put your finger in a honey jar? My jar you can. And sweep down in and get that honey. And you can sweep down in this honey bucket right here. And boy, does it taste good. It's so sweet. Moreover, he says, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. He just gave us an idea there that we could have the best life ever if we would just keep them. It's a great reward for us just to take them in, keep them, and wallow in them. That's what he's saying. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from my secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright. I'm sorry, that's the guy who's going to marry me and Susie Saturday. He's a preacher too. Wait till I call him. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. What a wonderful psalm. Get into the Psalms, read them, because it has to do with your relationship with the God of heaven. It does. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we're grateful tonight. Thank you for Doris and Stacy. And I thank you for Rusty. Lord, I just thank you for everyone who is here tonight and their faithfulness to you. And I praise you for giving me the opportunity to know them and pray with them and sing with them and give them the message that you give me. I just thank you, Lord, for it all. And one of these days, we'll see how beautiful heaven must be. We praise you for everything you've done. And Lord, we're going to praise you for what you're going to do with everyone in here, this whole congregation, what you're going to do in the future. And we praise you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, everybody, please go over to the fellowship hall and get you a seat, and let's sit down and talk a little bit. And, you know, love on each other a little bit, you know. Yeah. Y'all like it? I like it. Okay, we're going